Blog Talk Radio.
If I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. Thee. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old I would teach to pray after me, Our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves, until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
Yes, indeed. That was Paul Harvey from about 54 years ago, 1965. And, you know, everything he said there back then in 1965, 54 years ago, folks. And, you know, it's gotten worse. It's all that and then some. And it's just ridiculous. And, yes, it's a mess. That was, he said that in 3 minutes and 16 seconds. It's amazing what can be said in 3 minutes and 16 seconds to what is happening still and more of it. It's a mess. But, you know, as individuals, we have to understand it first. We have to recognize it. And the only way we can do something about it is having shows like this and news that actually will tell the truth. And we are the truth here. We are the politically inconvenient truth, the Pit Radio News. And I am your host here in Texas, and my name is Glenn Atkinson, and I have a spectacular, amazing co-host up in the North Dakota area, and his name is Gary Rumor. And how are you, my friend? I think he's got himself on mute. I'll put him back on. There you go.
Okay. I had my phone on mute, and I turned it when Paul Harvey went off, and I turned it off. But anyway, I'm doing pretty well, and the weather's really pretty good for North Dakota. We're getting around 50 degrees right now, and the snow is going away. We still got mounds of snow, but we're getting a lot of sloughs and stuff out in the fields, and we're getting a lot of water out there, but that'll soak away hopefully pretty soon. So, but we're listening to Paul Harvey, and and one thing that probably wouldn't hurt to talk about is this pedophilia that's going on by the left, and a lot of that should be talked about because our children are in danger. A lot of them get kidnapped and they're forced and doing things that I won't mention what they do because there's kids listening to this, but let's just say it's inappropriate acts, you know, and stuff like that. And some people dress up as clowns and they are dressing up transvestites or, you know, trans, you know, whatever they are. They're dressing up like men are dressing up as women and, you know, and they're teaching children really horrible things, you know, teaching, well, you can be anything you want, but that's normally, it's a good thing. You can be anything you want when you want to be like, say you want to be a plumber or a movie star, a musician. That's great. You can tell kids you can be anything you want in this country, but they're saying in this country, of course, they're saying you can be any sex shit you want. Well, that is really, well, actually it's confusing to a child. And it's dangerous, really. And these people dress up as clowns, and they say, "See, I'm a woman, but I also have facial hair." And he asked one kid, "You want to feel my facial?" And he said, "No." The kid ran away from him, scared him. And kind of like Joe Biden, you know. Another thing, it's just—I mean—they're pushing all this perverted stuff. He's walking around sniffing people's hair, you know. And this Democrat Party, I probably should say maybe globalists, whoever they are, but they're definitely left-leaning. This George Soros group, definitely a very left-leaning, evil group. They're trying to indoctrinate and destroy our kids' future. They're trying to do that. They're trying to indoctrinate, saying that socialism's the only way to go. And yet our country, in a little over 200 years, have proven that capitalism and freedom works, but the real freedom is responsibility and freedom. You know, in other words, you know, there's certain things you can do with freedom, but you can't be reckless with it. And the left is professing reckless freedoms, and like your real freedoms that are guaranteed under the Bill of Rights with our God's freedoms, they're being demolished. They're trying to get rid of religion. They're trying to criminalize, you know, religion. If you're a person that believes in God, an actual Christian, they're trying to criminalize that, and they're trying to criminalize free speech, you know. And just to kind of give you an idea of what's going on, I mean, some of these people are so, let's just say, well, so insecure. We got AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's going around talking with a fake accent in her voice now, claiming that was her natural accent. She's doing that. She just started doing that. I've heard her speak. You've heard her speak too, my friend. And she doesn't have really much of an accent, but now she has a real, she's making a real strong accent. All at once, just started doing that. And you say, what's wrong with these people? Hillary Clinton did that too. Start talking, mocking people from the South. Start talking with a Southern drawl in her voice. Why? You know, they're not, that's a form of insecurity. That's another thing about socialism. It's, basically, people are insecure at pushing it. They're very insecure. You can see that because they know, I think they know themselves it's not going to work, but it's about power and control, and it's about loss of freedoms. You're giving up everything to the government for a little fake security. It's called fake security because the security won't come. You know, you give up your rights, and they claim that you'll have security, and your security will be fake or very short-lived. But anyway, I'll turn this back over to you, my friend. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, you're exactly right, you know, on everything there. And, you know, like you said, they're indoctrinating children. We get people out there with fake accents. We, you know, it's just incredible the mess that this country's in because of these elitists, and it really comes down to this. It's like we said at the top of the show, we're here to tell you the truth. You know, we're not here about being fake or anything like that, whatever. If there's anything that you have questions with regards to anything we talk about or whatever, you can call us at 646-787-8534, and just press 1 when you get on here. We can, you know, we'll get you on here if you have a comment or a question, whatever, and and no problem. We'll see your little, like a little question mark there, so we know that you want to be on here. And if you want to just call and just listen, that's fine too. But you're going to get some truth here, folks. That's the whole idea of what the operative word of this whole show is: truth. The Pit Radio News, and the T in that, well, the Pit is the politically inconvenient truth. And that's why it is. It's so politically inconvenient for them to tell the truth, because it won't get them votes. And at least the Democrats and the elitists and liberals and whatever have you. So, you know, we don't see that. We don't see that with the Republican / conservative party, or independents, or libertarians, or, you know, they're just, everyone's just trying to put the news out there, just the truth on the good side of the news. And so we get these people out there that are trying to get votes or whatever, and, you know, they do extremes, or extremists is what they are. They just want to basically lure you, you know, into their bed, so to speak, and the bed of lies. And it ain't no bed of roses, that's for sure. So we know that with them doing that, you got to watch out, folks. You know, you got to do the research. You know, you don't have to believe Gary and myself up here, doing a radio show that's trying to give you the truth. Don't necessarily just believe what we're saying is true. Vet us, research what we're saying, and then you'll see the integrity with that. But you see, with these other people, you know, you can, if you follow the masses, you're going to be falling into a pit, is what basically it is because these masses, just because everyone's kind of together on something, doesn't mean it's necessarily right, you know. And there's also the odd one in there that could be sincere, you know. They could be, you know, doing what they're doing and it's very, very sincere and think they're saying the truth or whatever have you, but they could be sincerely wrong. So you really have to watch out. Even us, we're human beings. We can make mistakes, and we're the first ones to admit that, that it could be possible, obviously. So if we're following, God, you know, following our great Yeshua, Jesus, and we're trying to follow him and walk in his ways, we're going to do the right thing. And we're not perfect, but we're going to try to follow him and do the right thing, and therefore we can actually give you the truth, and then you get that, and you can vet us, research it, find out exactly where we're coming from, and then you can feel comfortable about sharing that truth with someone else, because we are not the blind leading the blind here, folks. That is the elitists in the government of the world, and the Democrats and liberals, the ones that are only out there for power, greed. There's just so many things they're out there for. You know, it's out, they're out for self. You know, we have a president now, and we've had a few of them. You know, Ronald Reagan was a great president. You know, he really was truly out for, just like Donald Trump, President Donald Trump is out for to secure this country, to keep it safe. The rest of it means nothing if we cannot keep this country safe. And if we don't keep this country safe, that's the tyranny within that actually is what they're trying to do, is to keep it so we can have open borders and we can have all this stuff coming into the country or whatever have you. Or it's a mess, and we are messengers here on this radio show, just like they are on Fox News and One America News Network and many other radio shows, you know, with Mark Levin and Rush Limbaugh. I mean, we can go on and on. There is tons of them that are out there to tell you the truth and be messengers to give you the truth. So we just want you to basically don't take what anyone says as complete truth until you research and vet them, because it's most important. Because as Paul Harvey said at the beginning of this show, every show we have him start off our show with if I were the devil. And so therefore, if you look at what he's saying, you listen to what he's saying, and put it up against what these people are trying to basically promote for themselves in this party of Democrats, liberals, you're going to see a lot of what he's saying in there. They're very, very, they're socialists, they're / communists, they're tyrannists. They just want to control you. They want to take your freedoms and liberties away. They do not believe in the Constitution. And first and foremost, they do not really, truly, truly believe and Yah, our God, you know, our Lord and Savior, Yeshua, Jesus. If they did, they would not be lying, because nowhere in the Bible do you ever hear or read, or whatever I should say, read in there that he was a liar. He came here to tell the truth, to show us how to cut it, to do it. And all we have to do is follow him. And that is not lies. You know, so therefore, you know, we got, you know, President Trump down the border. You know, he's trying so hard. I mean, you got to understand, this guy has the most energy. And, you know, we're hearing it from other people that are 80, 90 years old. They're saying that even back in the day, when, you know, back before even John F. Kennedy, our president is probably the most energetic president that we've ever seen in the history of America. And the thing is, and then you got a guy coming in that's, you know, kind of feeling the waters and not doing a good job because he's almost drowning. He's gonna hurt himself more than anything. Is Joe Biden. Vice President Joe Biden, you know, we're seeing that he's feeling the waters, and the thing is, you know, he's gonna be another one that Donald Trump, if he does come on board as a candidate, Donald Trump's gonna be labeling him like Jeb Bush, low energy. He's gonna be saying, oh my God, this guy walks around like he's just ready to fall asleep, and I mean, you know, it's incredible the energy that probably President Donald Trump has compared to any one of them, and we're talking like people that are in their 30s. You know, you have to be 35 to run for presidency. But we're seeing people in their 40s and 50s that have no clue compared to Donald Trump how what energy actually is. And you know, and then Donald Trump doesn't need to take Jolt Cola or this other monster drinks or energy. It's who he is. He's got good bones, good genes, good everything, and that's what he's doing. And they just can't keep up with him. He's always 2 to maybe 10 steps, if not more, ahead of them. And that frustrates them, and good on them. That's what they need to do, is be frustrated with the truth. So what are your thoughts about all that and what Donald Trump, our president, is doing? Gary?
Well, I agree with you. Yeah, I think he's one of the best presidents. You know, I would probably put him up there pretty close to George Washington and, you know, some of our founders. You know, George Washington was a great president. He was a truly moral person, believed in God, and he promoted God. That's probably, you know, he was probably one of the best for that. And he was one that they didn't have term limits back then, but he only served a couple terms, you know, and then retired. And I'm kind of in favor of term limits, just because what happened with FDR, and he tried to stack the courts. You ever notice it's always the Democrats? You know, it's always doing stuff like that, corrupt things. They try to stack the courts in their favor, so they become propagandists, and they try to legislate from the bench. That's what they try to do, and then call it constitutional. And the thing is, you know, the reason why Donald Trump was so hated is because he's actually draining the swamp. I always say draining the sewer, because a lot of it's like a raw sewage jar. It's pretty bad. It's pretty filthy. They're promoting, I mean, the ones on the left, look at all the sex scandals. And this, even JFK was accused of doing some stuff like that, you know. Although JFK was more conservative, but it seems like the Democrat Party, they try to make a pass. Oh, Joe Biden, he's accused of, you know, putting his groping little girls and stuff, and he likes to, you know, sniff hair, you know, smell hair, you know, and stuff like that. It just makes people uncomfortable. It's not illegal, but it makes people uncomfortable. And look what they did they defend him, but look what they're doing, what they tried to do to Judge Kavanaugh, and there was nothing there with him. I mean, he lived an exorbitant life, you know. Nothing, it was perfect, but he didn't do what they accused him of doing, see, and that's, it doesn't matter. Like I said, anybody who's decent, if they run conservatively, run as a constitutionalist, stuff like that, the left will destroy them. And people who are actually in the left right now, I can't say there's really not any really decent people on the left anymore. You know, Democrats, they seem like they all lie, and they promote an agenda that is so dangerous, and it's proven to fail. I mean, they're promoting that. I guess they're so desperate for power, and they're just hoping that these schools that indoctrinate the children, they hope that there's going to be enough children. That's why they're advocating 16-year-olds to vote, too, because they want to win, see, and they're trying to win any way possible. Get rid of the Electoral College. In other words, that would wipe out these rural areas like the states in here. We wouldn't have any power, any say what would go on anymore. They don't like that, because we do believe in real freedom. And, you know, where we can worship God the way we want to worship, but we worship God, you know, and where they don't like that either. They want to play God, the ones on the left. And they do. They actually try to play God. They want us to get rid of God. They want to be called the creator, and they're not. You know, God is the true creator, and they feel threatened by that. And, of course, where we also respect our constitutional rights. We exercise them, and we do so responsibly. We exercise the First Amendment responsibly. You know, we don't go out there and threaten people or threaten to harm anyone. We don't do that. We use our firearms responsibly. We might hunt with them or target shoot, but we also use them for self-defense and hopefully never have to use them for self-defense, but you got them there for that purpose. And of course, defend yourself against government tyranny. That's what our real anti-gunners are afraid of. They're afraid that that they can't control us if we have guns. They take our guns away, then they can do pretty much what they want with us. And that's very evil. I mean, look at Adolf Hitler. He disarmed them, and look what he did after that. You know, he killed people, innocent people. He murdered Jewish people. And not only did they just kill them, it wasn't even humanely killed. They would torture them and stuff. They put them in ovens and bake them alive in these ovens, you know, which was really a torture, you know. They could have shot them, and it would have been less torture, but they put them in ovens and baked them and probably other types of perform medical experiments on people. You know, they do open surgery, never put anesthetic. They just open them up, cut them open, which would be a horrible way. And you'd eventually die from infection and stuff from that or bleeding to death. But that's what they did. And like I said, we practice something totally different here. And I guess you've been part of that too, my friend. You know what it's like in the Midwest, that we're pretty decent up here. You know, there's no society perfect, but we're probably the best, you know, as far as being in the whole world, because we believe in God and we follow it, and we do our best to live a good, straight, moral life. But at the same time, we enjoy life too, which God also wants. He didn't want us to be miserable. And socialism is misery is what it is. They promise happiness and security, but you really get misery out of it and no security, and you worry all the time. You worry what's going to happen the next day. Where here, you know, when you have freedom and if you have a government that actually promotes it, you really would have no worries, you know. I mean, you will be taken care of. You'll actually have the best medical care in the world. That's what freedom is all. So it was the Democrat Party that's actually ruined it. They started regulating it, and then the prices started going up, and then, of course, they don't take the blame for it. They come up with more fixes, which cause it to get more expensive. And then when Obamacare took over, your insurance costs were pretty high, but they were still affordable. Now nobody can afford them. What happens, the government gets involved, it gets unaffordable. It's not the Affordable Care Act. It's the Affordable Care Act. And what Donald Trump's trying to do, he's trying to replace it, but not, I think he's trying to get it more of a freedom-orientated or capitalist-orientated and let the markets regulate. Get some of these regulations. That's what he's talking about. Get some of these regulations, worthless regulations out of there, and over time, and introduce competition. Competitions will drive the prices down. Won't happen overnight, but it will happen over a few years. And then it'll be affordable again. And hopefully, maybe, you never know, maybe you won't even need insurance if they can get it to affordable for everybody. You know, the insurance basically was caused by the Democrats, because back in the 50s, 40s and 50s, you could go and pay for surgery. It didn't cost that much. But then the regulations come along, and then pretty soon it got too expensive, so they had to buy insurance. So, you know, and insurance basically, you know, a lot of times then they controlled what they would cover and what they wouldn't cover. See, before, didn't have to even worry about it. And when they started meddling with that stuff, then, of course, prices go up. It's like anything in life. When you start regulating stuff, your food prices go up when they start regulating stuff. The FDA doesn't really do nothing for your food industry. It just over-regulates it. And, of course, these agencies, they come out, they got to justify their existence, so they got to keep regulating. Well, that means your prices really go up more than they should. And it's the same thing with any government agency, like the Department of Energy. Well, your fuel prices are a lot higher because of their regulations. I always say it's Department of No Energy because they've never produced a drop of energy. Same thing with the Department of Education. They don't. It's a Department of No Education. They don't education. Well, they indoctrinate. You know, they in the federal government, when you especially get free school lunches, anytime you get money from the federal government, what you get in return, it's kind of making a deal with the devil. You might get some free money out of it or free help, but at the same time, they indoctrinate you. You actually sell your soul to the devil. And that's what's happening with school lunches. They're indoctrinating the children, teaching them that socialism is the way to go. And, of course, they paint a real rosy picture of socialism, making it look like it's just this panacea, it's perfect life. You'll live forever, you know. I mean, and the exact opposite is true. But anyway, back to you, my friend.
Well, you're exactly right. You know, like we were talking about before, it's such a mess what they're trying to do, these Democrats and liberals and the elitists are just trying to block everything from making America great again. You know, it's just ridiculous that you know, you touched on the health care and whatnot. You're exactly right. If the government, you know, just leaves things alone and lets the competition dictate the pricing, each one of them has to come down in price because there's more competition. If you have two people out there, 5, 10, 20, 30, the supply and demand will affect all of it, and the fact that we will have the prices go down low. And it does take some time to go down. At the same time, as you'll be able to, you know, keep your doctor, choose all the right things and get in quicker and whatever, and you'll even have where there's more doctors coming into the field, you know, because sometimes they're to the point where with the Obamacare they just gave up. They just couldn't make it go because no one could afford it, and they still can't. It's just, I mean, it's a lot better than what Trump has done with that, you know, taking the mandate out and everything that, but it's still, you know, if they would just work together, these two parties, you know, and just get this get this show on the road, because you know, you need your health care. You know, you need to have, if you have something going on, you need to have that. And also at the same time as with our President Trump, him making, you know, have a lot more people that are off of food stamps, and the unemployment rates are better, and so he's got a lot of people working, driving their wages up a little more, so people can be a little healthier with eating properly and have more money in their wallet to be able to do so. And these are all tipping the scales here. This is what we need to do. And you know, I see, the thing is that the Democrats, liberals, elites, they know that Donald Trump is doing the right thing. They won't tell you. They won't tell you that. Most of them know that he's doing the right thing because he knows that now it's giving back the people the control, and then they can have their paycheck larger. Now, mind you, it's mostly the middle class and lower class that actually are making able to have more money in their pocket, and that's a good thing, because if they have more money in their pocket, that's what helps the capitalists have more capital, and then they can hire more people, and they can have more other businesses, or their business thrives more. So it's the gift that keeps giving. It feeds itself. And the thing is the elitists, the Democrats, the liberals, they do not want anyone to be in control but them. They do not want these people to have their money back. You know, keep their money, and, you know, as Pelosi said, you know, it's just like pretty much change. You know, it's like, I mean, oh my gosh, I mean, you know, I will take whatever I can. That, you know, if you're working and you're working 40 hours a week or whatever have you, whatever salary you're making, and you're going to get more because the regulations are less, and you know, and you're not paying as high of taxes and this and whatever have you, I'm all for that. I mean, that gives me more money that I can put, you know, better food on the table, more gas in the tank, be able to afford the health care. You know, all these things are affected by having everything, you know, do what Donald Trump is trying to do, and that is basically affect everyone in the country. You know, he's doing this for all people. Now, he's not doing it for conservatives. He's doing it for everyone. So you're seeing the blacks, the Hispanics, the Asians, the women, all these people that were out of work or whatever, or when, even if they were working, they were making more. They weren't as making as much money. You're seeing everything go up that needs to go up, and therefore, you know, one thing he does have to work on, and he, you know, and I understand why he was, you know, getting all these programs in place to make sure we're back to work and everything's a little more stable, is the inflation. You know, you know, he's got that all coming into check here, but the deficit, the national debt, it does need to be looked at, and it needs to be, you know, because he's, you know, added more to it. Nothing like Obama did, but the thing is he did it in a way that where whether other like tariffs on other countries and whatever have you, all these different things that are on trade and whatever, all that's going to come back, and it has been coming back with new businesses and whatever have you. So that's all creating more wealth for the country, which will help bring that deficit down. Because, you know, you don't have to take from something anymore and whatever have you. So, you know, it's just one of those things that does take time. And, you know, even if he does have another you know, 4 years on top of the next, you know, year and a half or 2 years almost, then he's going to, you know, even that's not going to be a total, like, everything's just rosy dandy. But it's going to be a push in the right direction like it has been for the last 2 years, really 3 years, because he's been saying and getting things done before he even took office. So, not many presidents can say that, but we're seeing that that happen. We're seeing it happen live here, and of course the elitists don't like it. They know he's doing the right thing, but they for everyone he is, but they don't want. They want to come to control. So if they have everything under their thumb, everyone under their thumb, and they're greed and they're whatever, they can make more money. Because you look at these people, both sides, that are making a lot of money by representing us. They're not supposed to be making a lot of money, folks. They're supposed to be making this country great again. They're supposed to be making an X amount of dollars, which, you know, and I believe it's extreme what they're making anyway, to be honest with you, especially for what they're doing to the country. You know, when they're doing things that aren't of what they're saying they're supposed to do, then that's when I think, okay, that's bait and switch. With President Trump, he said, here's what I'm going to do, and he's been doing everything. The health care and the immigration is still kind of getting itself worked out. Those are the two main things. But he's able to do everything else and you know, actually more than what he said he was going to do. And so, therefore, you can't knock a guy or a woman for being honest, for telling him, here's what I'm going to do, and then he gets voted in and he does it. There's nothing wrong with that. Your thoughts, Gary?
Well, exactly right. And did you ever notice from the left, my friend, did you ever notice if they put a person in there, like a woman have a run or somebody that's a minority would run, but it's always liberal ideas. And if we oppose it or vote against it, we're called racist. But if a black or a woman is conservative, those same people that call us racist, the left, will destroy a conservative black or a conservative woman. Look what they tried to do to Sarah Palin. And look what they did to Clarence Thomas, because they're conservative. They were destroyed by people that claimed they're for women's rights. And, you know, these feminist groups and these social justice groups, or whatever they're called, they're not about justice at all. They're about spreading communism and liberalism. It's about socialism and liberalism, which all right now melds together, really. Communism's just a more severe form of socialism, but that's what they're about. So if it's a minority to put in on the Democrat side and we don't vote for that person because that person happens to be a socialist or a communist, then we're called racist, bigots, and they almost want to criminalize that, if we ever notice. And that's not true. It's just their agenda. You know, I said that about Obama. I said I don't care about a person's color or skin, but his agenda was frightening. Hillary's agenda was even worse. So I voted against Hillary, but I was called a sexist, and I was called a racist, a bigot, a homophobe, and I said all these names just because I didn't like the agenda put forth. And that's what I'm really griping, because they'll push for probably a woman again, and on the left, the Democrat Party, either a woman or, well, Beto O'Dork, we call him O'Dork. Mark Levin come up with that one. Beto O'Dork. I kind of like that. But anyway, I tried to push somebody weird like that, and he was already convicted of burglary. He was no angel in his life. He was convicted of burglary. I mean, who knows if it was a felony or not, but he broke into people's homes and did that kind of stuff. Like, I found his arrest record. It's there. And the thing is, they give people like that a pass. They could probably commit murder and get a pass on it, knowing them. And the thing is, I don't want people in there anyway. Beto, I won't vote for him. And he's apologizing for being a white male. I mean, you ever seen anything like that before? I said, it's the white people are going after. They want white people to pay reparations for slavery. And it's the same white people that claim they're not white, like Elizabeth Warren saying she was Indian, Native America, you know, Pocahontas. We call her Pocahontas. You know, did you ever notice, you know, all that stuff? You know, they claim to be somebody else other than they are. And the thing is, why should we vote somebody who is mentally unstable, put them in a position of power? I mean, Adolf Hitler is mentally unstable. I mean, I don't want to put somebody in there. It's, you know, it's got something, some screws loose upstairs. You know, I want somebody that knows what's going on and does the right thing, you know. Because people are mentally unstable. You don't know what the thing is. I just want somebody with good, solid, conservative ideas. Actually, ideas based in Christianity. We're not going to force people to practice a religion. We just want to promote it. And the left wants to force you from not practicing. In other words, look at some schools. You can't have the Ten Commandments up. Some places you can't, you know, if it's in a public square, you can't have the Ten Commandments. You can't have anything written about religion, except if it's Islam, and Islam's really not a religion. You know, you just can't put that stuff up there, and that's forced. We don't force people to, you know, say, you got to go to church on Sunday. We encourage it, but we aren't going to force it. It would be wrong to force it anyway. That would also be against God's teaching. It's kind of like, you know, God wants you to go to church, and he wants you to worship him, but he doesn't want man to force somebody else to, because he wants it done from the heart. It's just like he wants people to donate money and help out, you know, spend money on good causes, but he doesn't want it done by force. That's what the government does with taxation. I mean, I get people, they sit there and they can't get anything right. They don't read the Bible. They say, well, God would want these high taxes because to care about the poor. And I said, no. I said, he wants you to help them out, but not by force. He wants it done by the heart, by your own, you know, desire, not by somebody else's putting a gun to your head, you know. And that's not even what he wants. He wants it done freely. And anyway, you know what I mean, my friend. I'm going to turn this back to you, so. Hello?
I had it on mute, sorry. Sorry. I said, you're exactly right. You know, we have to follow our God, follow Yah. And, you know, he doesn't push nothing on anyone. You're right. He just says, you know, everyone has their free will. And their free will means we can go out there and lead by an example, and if people catch on, great. If they don't, well, they've been told. They've been warned. The Bible shows us and whatever, and you're going to have a consequence. And so, therefore, we don't want anybody pushing themselves on everyone. He wants us to be, you know, wise as a serpent and gentle as a dove. Well, forcing anybody, there's no wisdom there. There's no, that's not, you know, being gentle. So you're exactly right. You know, we got to give these people the freedom to choose, and just pray that they choose correct. And that's the thing. The best way to choose and choose correctly is by vetting and researching the truth and seeing what these people are all about. You know, leave no stone unturned. Check. Don't just assume that something is under there or isn't. Check it out. Lift it up. Take a look. And then you get your vetting system going in there. So, you know, you're exactly right. And anyone who wants to join us here on this show or any other show, you can please call us in. Our guest call-in number is 646-787-8534. And you can just press 1 and we'll see you up there on the call screen, and we'll get you on here for your comment or question if you have one. If not, sit back and enjoy the show and just listen if you'd like, and there's no problem. You can catch us on archives also right after the show. It goes right into archives, and you know, you'll have a plethora of information and stuff from weeks before. So we just welcome you here. And on the Pit Radio News, the Pit is the politically inconvenient truth. And we're just here about the truth, folks. You know, come on, come and get some truth. And nothing wrong with getting the truth. And that way you can pass on the truth and everybody can make an educated, a real educated decision with truth. And, you know, it's amazing how years ago we went from a president of Jimmy Carter from so extreme to President Reagan. And then we go from basically the same kind of situation, only worse, from President Obama to President Trump. And, you know, a lot of people aren't realizing this, but if you look in the Bible, it does show that God, you know, does allow for every president that's ever had been a president, he allowed that to happen. Okay? So in other words, he is chosen. You know, that president is chosen by God. But for one reason or another, and the many reasons there is actually. And one is to wake people up. You know, when we had other presidents between say for example Carter and Trump. You know, we had the answer to Carter was Ronald Reagan. We had a few other ones after that, and that's because some people get complacent, and some people, you know, they don't vote or they vote incorrectly because of not being educated and vetting, and so therefore also they some people, like I said, they don't vote. If you don't vote, I mean, you have a voice, you have a right. It doesn't mean you're pushed to do it. It's just you should have to do it. You know, you should actually have to do it, utilize that power you have. You know, you're given a power, you're an actual U.S. citizen, you have the power to vote, do it. Have your voice on ballot and do something, because, you know, that's how we vote people out, is by voting people in. Our vote for someone is a vote against someone. So therefore, focus on what you want, and what you don't want will go away. That's just how it works. And so therefore, I don't get this when it comes to immigration. The talk about immigration is always about the illegals and how bad it is and how bad it is. And, you know, and that's right. I understand that and how bad it is. But I'm a legal immigrant, and I'm not illegal. So I believe what they should be talking about is just like the ballots. Don't talk about or you're not voting against someone. You're voting for someone. So you should be talking about what you're for, and that is legal immigration. If you're talking about that, the understanding, the education, the research, the vetting comes along with that, and you're talking more about, now you're bringing people on the stage that are doing the right thing to come here, and therefore that's the contrast that people need to see. But if you're talking only about the illegals and about all this bad stuff that's happening, I get it. I totally get it. At the same time, as you got to bring out more people who you're for than not just who you're against. And that's why, I mean, if that was the case, then why would our voting system, why wouldn't it be, vote against this guy, vote against, no, it's not voting against them, it's voting for someone. Everything is about voting for someone. So anyways, I just have a caller just come on here from the 404 area code here. I'm not sure, they don't have no, if you would like to put your hand up, what that means is press 1. If you have a comment or question, or if you want to just listen, that's fine. But I don't see the hand up yet. Oh, there we go. I'm glad I mentioned that. So I will let you know we are here every Sunday from Central Standard Time at 1 p.m. till 2 p.m. and sometimes 3 if we have like a guest in the studio. But I will ask you to refrain from any profanity, any bad language, like. You know, just we're here, but it's a family show, and it's of God, and He does not respect us to have or expect us to have foul mouths. So I just want to welcome you 404 to the show, and please let me know where you're from and what your name is, please.
Yeah, this is Naj in Atlanta.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
Naj in Atlanta.
Sorry, Naj.
Yep.
Oh, and how you spell your name, so I know what I'm saying properly?
N-A-J.
Naj, okay. And you're from Atlanta. Well, welcome to the Pit Radio News. You have a comment or question for us?
Yeah, I think you guys need to really wrestle with this one, man. You know, whatever your party affiliation is. At a certain point, do we really believe that we grew up into a party that had all the correct answers, and that the other side was the worst thing God ever created, and that if we would only just follow all of the policies of the team that we believe in, everything would be all right.
You want to take that one, Gary?
Oh, no. I'll let you take that one, my friend.
Okay. No, yeah. You know, you're right. Like, there's no – we mentioned before, no one's perfect and whatnot. There is some really bad things going on in both parties, and that's – you know, we totally understand that.
Mm-hmm.
So I totally understand where you're coming from. We just need to follow the truth and call people out both sides of the aisle. You know, we got different other parties out there too with the libertarians, civil libertarians, independents, or whatever. You know, so we have a whole bunch of different parties. What it is it goes Republican against Democrat, but at the same time, there's some of these people are just in name only. They get in there and they bait and switch. So you know, not everyone is going to be the be all the end all. You know, there's the only one that was ever perfect was Jesus. So therefore, we're going to have a lot of errors and a lot of But we're just saying do your vetting, because not any one party is exactly perfect and right every time. Is that a fair statement, Naj?
That would be correct, and that was the point of the question. Because when I hear a lot of conservative shows, that's basically where the logic leads to, because they lay out, oh, they're against freedom, they're against this. And then they give me the worst form of arguments from the other side and then present themselves as the people with all the answers. And at a certain point, man, y'all going to have to explore conservatism a little better. We have evangelicals voting for a man who clearly is not a man of the church. And, you know, just some of the things that we're seeing right now, like, come on, man. You cannot do a show and spend the majority of the time talking about the bad of the Democrats with that in office right now. Like, there has to be some honesty.
Well, that's to say we are honest, and that's why we talk about the elitists. Elitists are from both sides, and that's why, you know, we're saying about drain the swamp. Right now, the swamp is in Washington. We do have a lot of, no matter who's who's at the helm, Donald Trump or Obama, there is swamp that needs to be drained. So we have, I don't know how long you've been listening to the show, but every week we always say that, you know, these elitists, these people need to be drained. We need to get them out of there. Mm-hmm. It needs to be for the people, not for the government. So, yeah, we have a president
but,
right now.
But hold on. Because when we say swamp, sure, that or elite, that leaves out what we're actually talking about. Are we talking about corporate donors? Are we talking about the people who get legislation by donating to candidates to where corporate power is more powerful than the government is right now? Like, is that the people we're talking about? Because when we leave it open-ended and we just say elite or we say drain the swamp, people don't know how to, you know, they don't know how to take that down to a level to where they know the people we're talking about. We can look up campaign donations. We can know what industries are involved and what legislation they get after. So, I mean, We can't do this by, you know, general statements either. We got to be honest, man. That's what I'm trying to get at. And I say this to people on the left, too. So I'm not just saying.
Oh, yeah, you're exactly right. You know, break it down. You're right. Elitists are, you know, corporates and all these people that are donors and whatever have you. And that's the thing, you know. You know, it is not just Democrats that are donating and doing and corruptibility, all the kind of, it's both sides. I'm not here to say that just one way or the other. I'm saying that, you know, it would be nice if both of them would come together and actually, you know, put their truth forward and then actually do what they say they're going to do, because there's a lot of baiting and switching going on, and this is what these donors, these George Soros and these other companies or whatever out there that are donating, whatever have you, they're actually funding evil. It's actually funding lies, because you know that at least one thing I can say is these people that are far left or very, very far right, if you will, but they're on like their own cloud, it seems like. It seems like, you know, the reality pill didn't get to them or something, because it's so far, far extreme that it's not reality. It really isn't. It's one of those things that, I mean, even for the Green New Deal, for example, I mean, nobody even voted for it. I mean, that just gives you an example of how socialism is not going to work. People just don't.
Okay. Hold on real quick. Let me hold you there. You listed George Soros. You didn't say Sheldon Adelson. You didn't say anything about Goldman. And these are right. These are right-wing donors. Now, you didn't say anything about them. Now, they actually got policy. That tax bill that the president claimed would be for middle-class Americans, which honestly was for the upper 10%, who just got a huge boatload of money that they did not reinvest in the economy like they promised when we were having these discussions about that tax bill. So the Green New Deal, which is not actually policy, not actually going to be put forward, you're talking about that, but the tax policy, which is actual law now, you see what I'm saying, man?
But aren't you?
I did.
The tax cuts for everybody, though. Everybody's got a tax cut. Your rates went down. That helps a lot. Anytime there's a rate cut, that helps me, you know, because I earn money.
But that didn't
when I earn money,
that didn't happen.
It did happen.
The majority, well, I'll explain it to you if you want. But right now, the majority of Americans who used to get a tax break, well, get a tax refund, are actually having to pay this year because the only thing that changed was the tables. So last year, let's say you know, they took out $20. This year they were taking about $50 all year. So your withholding changed, and then of course that means the refund changed. But the people at the upper crust who I was talking about, they were getting $300 million plus. So no, we can't say that was a tax break for middle class Americans. Like that's or working class. Like that's just not true.
I'll be honest with you, I never had a refund because I run my own business, so I had to write a check. But when you have to, When I got a tax cut, I ended up paying less. You know, the percentage went down. And
if 90%
of
Americans get a W-2, 90% of Americans are employees. So you see what I'm saying? Like, that's who the discussion has to be about, brother. Like, I get it. You ran a business, so you're a different tax bracket. But 90% of Americans get a W-2, regular folk. That's who we're talking about.
Well, I'll tell you what, I just agree with high taxation. I like to see taxes cut. I think we're spending way, way too much. There's a lot of things that can be done, but this isn't going to happen overnight. This is going to be probably a 40, 50, 60-year event that's going to take to reverse the process because we're out of control of spending. We're spending way more than we're taking in, and that devalues the dollar, too, and we achieve a deficit. And when you get into, like, $40 trillion in debt, I mean, your dollar isn't going to be worth much anymore. You know?
Okay, we haven't
and
had inflation for 30 years. You can still borrow money at 0% at this point. So inflation is not a problem. As far as spending, the deficit is other people's assets, meaning the people who buy those government bonds, they're fine with the deficit because they're going to make interest on their money. And here's the thing about the deficit, just to let everybody know. If you ever find a point where people are not buying U.S. bonds, that's when you need to worry about a deficit. But as of right now, the fact that we have a deficit means other people are willing to invest in the U.S. because they know they'll get a return on their money. Nobody's selling Venezuelan bonds. You know what I'm saying? Like you wouldn't buy bonds from Venezuela. So the deficit's not a problem either.
Mm-hmm.
But when we talk about this tax bill, we got to be serious about it. This was a giveaway to corporates in the upper 10%. And if you're middle or lower class and you believe that this guy is fighting for you, I'm sorry, you're sadly mistaken.
But, you know, the economy, I mean, he's got more employment now. That's gotten a lot better, you know.
Now, I know I'm talking to conservatives, so I know a conservative is not telling me that the government is what drives unemployment or
well,
that the government
what,
drives
okay,
this.
Like,
wait,
I
know a conservative
is here's
not
a question.
Me.
I'm going to throw a question to you. What is your solution then? I mean, just tell us your solution. Tell
well,
us what your solution would be.
Oh, indeed. We're talking about old FDR stuff, old populist stuff, to where everybody has to pay their fair share. Corporations pay less, 30% less than they did in 1960 as far as taxes to this country. So what does that mean? That revenue that the government used to get to operate, they got to get it from who now? Regular citizens as opposed to the corporates. And then you go up the economic chain to the top, like I said, top 10% who are not paying their fair share because they got tax attorneys and everything else. You can find any loophole they want. there's your problem. We're not investing within ourselves. This country is not putting its best foot forward because we are allowing one class of people, meaning that upper 10%, to decide not only how the pie is divided, but to be able to donate to governments and get laws written in their favor. That's the issue. The game is rigged.
Well, yeah, you have a point there. You know,
one man, one woman, one vote.
I don't know.
That's what it's supposed to be. Not if I work for Apple, I get a, you know, I get a different idea about what I should do. You know, you paid more taxes than Mark Zuckerberg. Like, come on, man, that's crazy.
Yeah, I tell you, well, something's, you know, something's got to be done. I think I don't believe in raising taxes anymore. We're just like corporate taxes, weren't they? They were at one time the highest in the world, weren't they? At one time in our country, corporate taxes.
Well, what the corporate tax rates are and what they pay are two different things. So that would be the thing to study there. So, like Apple, for example.
Mm-hmm.
They've been offshoring the majority of their cash and liquid assets so that way that they don't have to pay it, and then they slowly repatriate it over and buy, you know, do stock buybacks, and then they don't have to pay on it. So, I mean, no matter what, if they keep avoiding, we're going to have to keep paying, and that's regular working class folks. So that's my thing. Now, I'm shaking my fist at the wealthy today, not because I think wealth is evil, but because I think if you give any group too much power and allow them to put the system in their favor, we're going to have this issue. So that's what we need to get under control, to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you there. I just don't know how a person would do it, though. I mean, the solution would be very complicated, you know.
Yeah. And if you're a politician
I don't believe
group of folks, they're going to run ads on you till 24/7 to get you out of the race. So that's the difficulty of it.
Yep,
how do you get a politician to fight?
That's the way it is. It gets pretty dirty and underhanded. I agree with you. Yeah, they'll try to destroy you. You know.
So it is what it is, man. But I just wanted to, you know, kind of lay that at you guys today. And you guys enjoy your day. And have a good show.
And you
but,
too.
You, know.
You too. I know you're a good caller, and I enjoyed visiting with you.
Indeed. Yes, thank you very
good
much.
Good night, y'all.
Have a great day, and bless you. Thank you for joining us anytime you'd like.
Bless you, man.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Well, that was, that was a great
points.
Caller,
good
you know.
Points.
Information.
Yeah.
Good, some
it
good
was.
Points. Yes, Devin, that's what we said, you know. That's why we that's why we have this show, and we've always welcomed anybody to come in here that has some truth that they have to share, or whatever, to debate and whatnot. And he did so without having any cussing or profanity or anything like that. So I mean, that's what we want, folks.
Well,
to have that join in.
That's what makes this country great, too. You know, it makes this country great. We have all these ideas in there, and that's what the First Amendment's about, is able to throw these ideas out there and see what works. And, you know, I said, too, maybe a lot of ideas don't work, but let people throw those ideas out and see if they work or not, you know. That's what makes this country work. You know, we go to other countries where you don't have a free speech. You can't do it. What we do and what this caller could do, you can't do it in other countries. That's why the countries fail, because then you get people in power that rule instead of lead, you know. So
right.
And that's what makes this country a great country, you know. So but anyway, I'll turn this back over to you, because I got a little bit of a cold and my throat's a little sore, so I'll turn this back over to you, my friend.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of heard that in your voice. You do sound like you have a little bit of a cold. We are near the end of the show, folks. I'm glad we had that caller. If anybody else would like to call any time, it's the number to call is 646-787-8534. And as that gentleman, Naj, just done, he pressed 1, and he was able to come on and share his comment and questions and whatnot and have some great discussion. So we thank you all very much for joining us here on the PIT Radio News. The PIT stands for the Politically Inconvenient Truth. And that's what you're going to get here, folks. So we welcome you to join us every Sunday from at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we are here for you. So just come on in and join us. Have a seat, get on the phone, and share some of your thoughts and whatever have you, and questions if you have. So again, thank you very much for joining us. We always leave the show. At the end of the show, we have another Paul Harvey, and it's some good old hard work, folks. It never kills anyone. So therefore, well, we hope it don't. But anyways, we want to work hard and we want to think smart and well with everything we're doing and contribute to this fine country. And we want to just bless you all. God bless you all for joining us for here and your families. And we are going to end the show with some good old hard work. And very much thanks to my co-host, Gary Rumor, up in North Dakota. Y'all bless you and your family too, my friend.
Well, God bless you too, my friend. And I'm going to put this thing on mute, and I'm going to get myself a drink of water, and you have a great day, my friend.
Thank you very much. You too. Bye-bye now.
Americans preachers tell me that there is no sermon which is looked forward to with less enthusiasm than a sermon about sin. Well, that's probably true if we're talking about a secular sermon on the subject of hard work. There is no gospel less popular than the gospel of hard work. I could ask you right now to demonstrate your faith in America by handing poison to snakes, and many or most of you would. I could outline a fundamental Christian code of conduct which strictly forbids the use of stimulants or sedatives or the wearing of jewelry, and many would, willingly and without question, accept and be bound by such abstinence. Our leaders could readily rally you to fight and die for your country, as they have many times, and you would even again. But if Paul Harvey or any politician should state that our only chance for survival is to get off our dead centers and get to work, well, I'd be lucky if you'd let me finish. But I'm going to test my luck today. You see, I don't happen to be running for or from anything, and that does make a difference. The pregnant skyline of America was set in place one brick at a time. Now, that represents a lot of calluses. America the Beautiful is not an accomplished fact guaranteed to remain intact. God shed his grace on thee, to be sure, but this was wasteland when God had it to himself. He handed man a hoe and said, "You want another Eden? All right, earn it." And all that's necessary for the weeds to take over again is for you and me to lay down that hoe. Now, Americans, the problem is less acute today than it has been. We're on the right track right now. But if we sit down on that track, I'm afraid we're going to get run over. We tell our young people how our country was carved out of the wilderness. No, it wasn't. Our nation was not carved out of the wilderness. Our nation was hammered and hoed and chopped and dug and sawed and clawed out of the wilderness by barehanded men who asked nothing for nothing. America did not start out with an agricultural production that's the awe and envy of the world. It was seeded first by sod-busting farmers who fought Indians and ranchers and cold and heat and drought and bugs and flood and one another. The fruited plain sprang forth from barren acres only after they had been watered with a lot of sweat. I guess what I'm saying is that the more history I study, ours and others, the more certain I am that there is one fertilizer essential to the survival of civilization, and that fertilizer is sweat. And I don't mean perspiration. I mean the kind of steamy, streamy, salty sweat that's wrung from a man by hard physical work. Somehow, the sweat gets into the soil of a farm or a factory or a city or a state or a nation, and everything thereabouts grows tall and strong and tough enough to stand against any storm. But the day the sweat dries up, the soil dries up, and whole civilizations are buried in dust.